Today at Quieting, April 3rd, we received a beautiful letter saying good morning from Yesenia Rodriguez in New York. We're very happy to greet you, Ms. Rodriguez, through cyberspace. We're very happy that you are enjoying a big change in your life. Next thing for you to do is to get merging with Shiva. And yes, we do have a retreat. We're going to Alaska on a ship for 7 days in June. I'd like to invite you to come along. It's going to be a wonderful group of about, can't have more than 40 or 45 because the room that they have on the ship for us to meet in daily only holds just about that many people. So come on board. Today we want to talk about willpower. Willpower is a possession. You either have it or you don't, and if you don't have it, you can acquire it by doing just a little bit extra, a little bit more than you think you can do, walk a little bit further than you think you can walk, sit a little bit longer in meditation than you think you can sit. And that extra effort brings a prana from your soul into your astral body, and it stores up right in your solar plexus, the Manipuri chakra. And the more extra effort you put out, and we do this all the time here at Quieting, putting out a little extra effort accumulates this willpower. It makes life very easy, because also this accumulated willpower or Shakti power you can carry into your next birth. Once acquired, it never goes away. Nobody can take it from you. You cannot lose it. It is a power, a siddha. So, in summary, a little extra effort. Sit a little bit longer than you think you can sit. Walk a little bit further than you think you can walk. Do a little bit more than you think you can do. Come early, stay a little bit late. Use the willpower. Many people just drag along through life not using their willpower at all, going from day to day, moment to moment, as if in a dream. They'll do that after they die in the inner world, and they'll do that in their next life too. It is willpower that keeps us on the path of Dharma. It is willpower that keeps us, our karmas flowing properly. It is willpower that controls the mind so that we can really meditate, and it is willpower that allows us to concentrate on an experience long enough to get the lesson out of the experience without becoming emotional about the experience when we're concentrating upon it. A valuable possession. And each and every one in cyberspace can get more and more and more willpower. Play this over and over again. It is a good message today. And Ms. Rodriguez, we want to thank you for your very lovely letter. And yes, we are getting a proper Hindu name for you. A really nice first name. Om Namah Shivaya.